B-Pod Studios.
Don't just sit at your desk playing Candy Crush. Listen to us, too. Hey. Stream the MRL show live or check out the podcast. Wherever I go. Just download the Kiss 95.1 app.
You gotta listen to our dude AJ. He's on the air for what seems like... He does a huge show, man. It's like from 4 p.m. till midnight.
It goes 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. The hardest working man in showbiz is our afternoon and night guy, AJ. Thank you, AJ, for waking up early and joining the MRL morning show.
No, I am. I appreciate it.
So AJ posted something hilarious on his social media. Did you guys see this?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
I didn't.
Okay, AJ, tell Lauren and everyone else what happened to you the other night when you walked into what you thought was your apartment.
Yeah, so like last, Lauren didn't see that about this. Okay, she must not follow me. It's all right.
AJ, I'm sleeping by the time you go on air, okay?
No, I know. I'm sometimes sleep. So no, I park kind of far away by the time I get home. So my walk, I felt, was a little bit longer than usual.
Uh-huh.
So I assumed in my mind, well, I must be on my floor then, even though I had to still go up.
Okay, but so you weren't paying attention to what floor you were on.
I was texting, yeah. I was texting and walking. You don't want to do that either. And, I just kind of walked up the stairs, opened this door, and I thought it was my roommate, you know, in the other room. But there was nobody there. I just walked in and said, wow, it is cold outside, because it just happened to be cold again that night. And at first, I walked into the same floor plan, and I was like, why did my roommate put, like, a jacket holder up here? It didn't look good right there. And then I saw that there was a dog sitting across the way.
Great, we got
a dog. Maybe his sister's here.
How many clues do you need, AJ, before you realize you're not in your apartment?
Oh, this is strange. He bought a couch? That's a strange-looking couch.
Well, the way that the floor plan turns, you could kind of see it all at one time. And I just slowly just closed the door, just slowly walked out because the dog got up. I've seen the dog before. So, and this is a normal night. I mean, every other time during a weekend, I walk right into my place perfectly fine.
Did you throw your keys down and stuff and, like, try and start getting comfortable? Open the fridge?
I didn't get that far. No, I didn't get that far. I literally just said what I said, realized it was the wrong place, and turned around and walked away. And slowly walked up the stairs just because I didn't want them to chase me.
AJ opens the fridge like, I don't ever buy almond milk. What is this?
I'll have some. So AJ, the person whose apartment you walked into had no idea and still at this day has no idea that you walked in?
No. And here's my thing. And it was also like a safety thing, not just for myself. But like, why is this person not have their door locked? I did go and have food after work, so I got there a little bit, you know, like you guys said, I got off around 10, so I got there a little bit after 11, and the door was open. I mean, sometimes the doors are open, like maybe you just run out real quick, don't, you know, but that was kind of...
Late at night.
You know, and I've dealt with the same thing where I live. You know, I grew up in a place that you didn't really have neighbors. You went outside, you couldn't see anyone except wood, so you didn't really lock the door. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you would know if someone's on your property, they would go up your long driveway and you would hear the commotion. So
right.
I was so accustomed to not locking the door. One night I was laying down. It was on a Saturday night. Had it been midnight, I opened my eyes and there was a guy in my living room.
Whoa.
A guy in my living room. And he goes, you're in my apartment. And I go, no, you're in my apartment. And he goes, oh, and just walks out.
You have no idea how long the guy was there.
No idea. No idea. I woke up to him there.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know.
He was standing or like sitting down, making himself at home?
He was standing and he was looking around the room. He was like trying to figure it out.
Was it AJ?
Dark?
It sounds eerily familiar.
Yeah, it was dark. I had the TV on. It was dark. And this guy clearly was under the influence.
Okay.
Clearly
was like,
under the influence.
Was he sleepwalking?
I was legit just full of food. And yes, I actually saw the person the other day. I'm assuming a girl and a guy lived there because the guy was walking the dog. But then again, he could just like you know, come over and please just maybe that's what a dog.
You should say like weird things. Be like, I love your plates. I love
that
your
coat rack is dope AF.
Like, hey guys, I don't really like the coat hanger.
Get a new rug. Get a new rug in the living room.
Your coat hanger would like look better on the other side of the door.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Is it possible, you guys, but a new study says at least 35% of people that were interviewed for this study say that they were divorced after a couple they were friends with got divorced. In other words, they claim, this 35% claims that, yes, it's true, divorce is contagious.
I 100% agree with that.
You do?
Yes.
But isn't that saying that, like, there's something wrong with your relationship?
Yeah, I think you have to be aware of it. I'm kind of going through a situation like this right now, where I have someone in my life who I was really close with who was going through a bad breakup or relationship or whatever it may be. And as much as I love that person, I could feel that tension then creeping into my relationship with Dallas, to be honest with you. And Dallas and I are going through a really interesting, stressed time right now. So I couldn't have that added stress in my life. And I had to put a little distance there, to be honest with you, because I could feel that stress creeping into my relationship. And I think if you're aware of it, and by all means, you have to choose your family over somebody else, you know, but that was a really hard thing that I had to decide. And it hurt me, you know, but again, family for me is number one.
So you're saying it hurt you to distance yourself from this couple?
Sure. Yeah. I love these people,
right?
But I just, it's just too much. I can't.
I kind of disagree. I think it has to do, you kind of admitted it yourself there, and Roy, you heard it. Your relationship has some stresses of its own right now,
sure,
which everybody's marriage is going to have.
Right. But that doesn't have anything to do with other people. It's just, it's like when you hang out with a group of people and they're constantly stressed out, like that stresses you out personally. It has nothing to do with you going home to Amanda.
Especially because, like, a lot of times with when people are breaking up, everything's so petty. Everything is so dramatic,
right?
And pulled to a 10, and you're like, whoa, I don't need, if you could hear yourself, you're even blabbing crap. Like, just like sometimes you do need to get a little stress free. But I was kind of taking it on a different light. I kind of thought that, you know, it's contagious because let's say you have a friend, they're going through a divorce. Well, now your friend's out dating and he's like, whoa, I am loving being single.
I'm not drinking. I don't want to miss this.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it seems like, oh, it's like the old days. That's kind of how I thought it'd be contagious, that it looks
is divorce contagious? 704-570-9595. Maybe it's yourself or someone you know got divorced after a couple that they knew got divorced. Because Kim sent us a message and said, totally true. I agree with Loren. I divorced my husband after my best friend divorced her husband.
Wow.
We had the same issues, and I didn't realize it until she was telling me about her marriage that I realized I had those issues in my own.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a good point, too, because if you're sitting there talking to your friend and your friend's like, my husband doesn't do this, my husband goes out late at night, or my wife does this or not that, you know what I mean?
Sure. And like you said, every relationship has stresses in them. It's just how you handle them. And sometimes there's more stress than other times in your life.
I wonder how many divorces come out of left field, too. You know, like where the couple, where the person surprises that, you know, their significant other in their relationship, where they're like, I want a divorce. And you're like, what?
I have another friend that just happened to.
What?
Yeah.
Seems like someone that's in denial.
I know.
Like, how do you not know a divorce is coming?
Well, I think she had a whole thing on the side and he didn't know about.
Oh.
So she divorced him and said, hey, I'm going another direction.
Yeah. And my best friend from Florida. It was really sad.
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1.
You know, in honor of intern Tom's last day, he's always had the same style of hair. It's always been kind of shaggy. And is it your dad? Or stepdad?
Stepdad. Beautiful red hair, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful red hair. Mm-hmm. Stepdad says it's got to go.
So we talked to Tom last week. He's like, I just don't want to put out for a haircut. I don't want to pay for it. We were like, oh, we'll do it for you. He's like, really? And we said, yeah, but the downside is, as we did on old producer Anthony with an I, who used to work here, we cut it, but we wear blindfolds and we use a razor.
No, I mean, don't get worried. We are going to send someone from Aveda up here to fix it. So don't worry.
With the insinuation that we're going to mess it up. Not purposefully, but we are going to be blindfolded. So it's a lot harder to cut hair when you're blindfolded.
All right. Producer Tom, how nervous on a scale of 1 to 10 are you that this is going to go horribly wrong for you?
About an
8. An 8.
I might lose an ear.
No, you're not going to lose an ear. We'll stay on top of the head.
We've got a guard on, too.
Yeah, but what guard do we have on, Loren?
A 16 millimeter? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that is.
It's a beautiful head of hair. I wonder if we should... Listen, selfishly, I want to do it for the show. Are you sure you want to go through with this, though? Your hair is beautiful.
It's hair. It'll grow back.
Loren's ready. She's like, let's shave it. Come on.
It's like, shut up, me.
It's coming off.
All right, Loren, go ahead, put the blindfold on and get to work.
Oh.
Starting above his ear.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Just inches are falling off the head. Oh, I could see just huge amounts of hair falling
Loren,
to the ground.
You're close to his ear, boo.
No, I can feel it. It's fine.
Okay.
I promise. Charles, I have a kid. I know what I'm doing.
But you're blindfolded.
I know, but my kid moves around a lot, so that's like being blindfolded.
And no, she's kind of doing one side, which is pretty nice. I wonder what her game plan is.
That cool move. You're going to give him a raver cut where it's real short on one side and long on the other, like a skater? Like,
yeah.
Two-faced or something?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. I mean, you have to. You're kind of close to his ear.
You're so close to his ear. You're blindfolded.
I can feel his ear. It's fine. I'm using my pinky to guide me.
Okay, for those of you just tuning in, intern Tom, it's his last day here, and we're giving him a blindfolded haircut. He's agreed to this, right, Tom? Let everyone know.
I agree
to
it. Now.
Yeah, you're in the chair, bro.
Yeah. He's being really quiet, though, so that makes me nervous.
By the way, the blindfolded hair salon is open. For those of you that also want a haircut, it's free.
Oh, she's
blindfolded.
She's throwing inches of his hair up in the air.
All right, let Roy get in there.
Oh, there's someone on the microphone now.
Sorry.
Hang on,
are you getting in here?
Yeah, I'm getting in.
Ooh, that felt like a lot.
All right, Roy's blindfold's on.
There you go.
Oh, God. Roy, you're blindfold. It's upside down. The clippers are upside down.
You know, you have to use it. Like that way. Yeah.
Okay. It's like I'm about to murder
someone.
Oh my
God, you're holding it like a knife.
I don't like this.
It didn't even feel like I did anything, but I guess I did.
Here we go.
No, wrong way.
Woo!
Wrong way.
Oh. Here we
go. Have you ever used one of these things?
No. Here we go.
Oh, he's gonna hurt him.
Roy's doing nothing, by the way, except for combing his hair because the guard is.
Roy's combing his hair. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, there you go.
It's going bye-bye. All right, I'm going to get some of the back. Put your head down.
Blind.
There we go.
Blindfolded, giving intern Tom a haircut.
What did I do wrong?
Keep going, bro.
He's pulling my hair.
I'm just rubbing his head. How do you...
No, you're hurting him.
Am I hurting him?
No.
If it hurts, yell out, Tom.
Stop. Okay, I'm done. I'm tapping out.
Sure, yes.
All right, Loren, you finish.
Do I need to be blindfolded?
I can't even tell the difference.
I do need to be blindfolded.
Yeah, and okay. By the way, take the guard off. Do one shot without the guard.
No.
Yeah, let me tell you, I felt like I was getting a lot off his head. It looks like I barely did a dent in there.
You didn't do anything. Because you weren't using it right. See, look, you have to hold it like this. You were holding it like this, first of all, and then you were just doing this. You have to, like,
and by the way,
down.
For anyone who's just wondering
honest
what she was saying and doing, I still don't know. She even showed me.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, you
should
have seen the look of agony and pain on Tom's face while you were doing that. It was like you were pulling his head straight back. And
yep.
So now Tom's whole right side is getting trimmed, and Loren's doing a hell of a job blindfolded. I mean, that is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, she's actually doing it. You know, we don't even need to send someone from Aveda up here.
Stop, Loren. Stop. Look. Show Roy. Turn.
I love it.
The drama doesn't end at 10.
We're caught up in drama.
Listen to the Maney, Roy, and Loren wrap-up podcast for lots of behind-the-scenes fun. After the show on Kiss 95.1.
Let's see here on the phone lines. We have Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Yeah, it's great to be on here. I love you guys.
Okay, so you had a first date this weekend. What happened? Okay, so you went on a date this weekend. What happened?
Yeah, I did. Met a girl on Tinder because, you know, it's 2018. And we went out, had a really great time. And then at the end of the date, though, you know, going for a kiss, which is good. But the problem was the kiss was awful, like terrible. It's like the worst kiss I've ever had.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I think the problem is like the whole rest of the date was fantastic, and she's great. Like, she likes all this stuff I'm into, like sports, going out, doing all that kind of stuff. But, like, I don't know. I'm afraid that, like, this is a deal breaker. Like, I don't know.
Are you her first boyfriend, maybe? Like, I mean, how?
I don't think so. I just think, like, she's just awful at this.
Full makeout?
Well, I tried.
Right.
She has a beautiful face and a beautiful smile and like great lips, but it's like when I went to kiss her, her lips went away.
Yeah, and then like you turned your head one way, she turned hers the other. Like there was no chemistry with the kiss.
Yeah, it was arguably the worst thing ever, and I don't even know that she thought it was.
Loren, quick thought here, right off the top of your head, mm-hmm. is it a deal breaker if you click on every other level, but the kiss is bad?
I feel like lips disappearing, no. Slobbery, yes.
Okay.
Maybe it's just the first date nervousness thing.
Yeah, maybe,
you know?
She was nervous.
Maybe she was, yeah, kiss her again.
Kevin, did she acknowledge it? Did you say anything?
No, she just like acted like everything was normal and fine, and I was like embarrassed. But she didn't seem to think that was like a weird thing at all.
Maybe she doesn't know she's a bad kisser. Can you help her?
How do you help somebody with that? Like, without, like, making
practice.
Them hate you?
Practice makes perfect.
But how do you teach somebody? Okay, now stick your tongue out.
No. You go to the store, you get a guy mannequin,
no.
And you give it to her, and you tell her.
But is that really a deal breaker in a relationship?
Yeah, can't you just, like, pop kiss her?
Yeah.
I mean... No, I like kissing. That's like a big part of a relationship.
Okay, I've shared this story before, Kev, and I'll tell you this. I had a friend named Jody who I grew up, who I went to college with, and we clicked on every level. I loved her to death, and she goes, you know, we have to kiss just to see what it's like. And so I kissed her, and we both looked at each other, and we were like, oh, that was not, there was nothing there. Like, we're going to remain friends. But we had to do it. Is it possible, Loren, Kevin, and Roy, that they are now going to remain in the friend zone?
Sure, yeah, if he puts her there. But
I didn't go on Tinder to make friends.
Also
all
fair.
Right, okay. All right, well, you keep listening, dude. We got people on the phone that want to weigh in if a bad kiss is a deal breaker if you click on every other level. Because you liked everything else about her, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, dude, keep listening. We'll let you know, okay?
All right.
All right, stay with us on an update. We'll get Kevin back on again and find out if he goes back out with her or not. But what do you guys think? If you click on every level with someone, but they're a bad kisser, does that automatically put that person in the friend zone? Like, does Kevin need to start making that decision now?
I think you can. I think people are teachable.
Yep. You can teach a kiss. Let's bring in Sarah from Concord. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Yes. I was actually in a similar situation. Well, twice. I met people on Tinder, and we clicked great, went out, and the kiss is just, it didn't work. And for one of them, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try a couple more dates and just see if it changes. It didn't change. We clicked, but the kiss makes a difference. It really does.
So you don't think there's a chance? You think that the writing's on the wall pretty much for Kevin?
Yeah.
And you couldn't teach a better kisser?
No.
Did you try? Or were you just like, it's not getting any better?
I tried. I was like, I really tried with one of them. I was like, no, this is it. I think it just prolonged it and made it worse because I went out with them like four times. And I led them on when I was trying to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So, I think he's just like, be honest.
and be like, if that is just still anything,
okay. Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah,
did she say she dated multiple bad kissers?
Yes.
Oh, did she? Okay, the phone got broken.
And I thought maybe she could just say, hey, play follow the leader. Watch me. You know, follow what I do.
Sure.
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show Phone Slam.
So we found this girl on Craigslist, Charlotte Craigslist, that she was selling an end table, mm-hmm. and like an antique end table. So I called her pretending to be from a 2 Chainz concert.
Here we go. Here's a brand new Phone Slam.
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show Phone Slam.
Hello.
Hello, is this Susan? Susan!
Yes, this is Susan.
You're on Craigslist with the end table.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you that well.
Yeah, I'm at the 2 Chainz concert, and I saw you had a post on Craigslist about the end table, and I want to buy it. But I got some questions.
Okay, can you speak up a little? It's really hard to hear. Oh, my God. I really can't hear you. I don't understand what you're saying.
So what type of wood is it made from? Mahogany?
It's the regular wood. It's $150.
$150 years old?
No, I can't hear you.
Two Chainz! Oh, man. Okay, this is the best concert in my life.
I'm sorry, but I can't hear you.
2 Chainz! Oh, okay, we lost her. Let's give her a call back.
Hello?
Susan, we must got disconnected because there's so many people here at this concert.
Oh, my God. Is there any way that you could call me back at another time?
Yeah, I'm moving away. I'm moving away from the concert.
I'm having a hard time hearing you still.
Right, because it's 2 Chainz and it's lit. It's lit. It's on fire.
Are you lit?
Yes.
You're on fire?
No.
You need to call 911.
Is it? Who's the manufacturer? And I want to talk about the price. What?
Oh, my God.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you, sir.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am not going to be
able to. Where are you? Okay. Oh, we lost her again. Let's give her a call back.
Hello?
Hey, listen, I want to say I can give you $125.25. Okay. I think $150 is a bit steep.
Oh, my God. You are screaming in my ear, and I'm not selling.
You're screaming in my ear. You're making my ears bleed.
I am not selling this to you. It's $150. Take it or leave it. Get out of that place and talk like a normal person.
2 Chainz! When do I pick it up? I'll bring my Dodge pickup truck, and we'll grab it from you.
Oh, my God.
What? Susan. Hey, it's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Susan?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Your daughter, Mariah, said that you have some furniture for sale on Craigslist, and she thought it would be fun if we prank called you, so you're live on the radio. That's Roy.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Oh, my God.
Now all we need
that
you to do is
so
just
wrong.
Say, 2 Chainz?
2 Chainz?
Thanks for being a good sport, Susan. We love you.
Don't just sit at your desk playing Candy Crush. Listen to us, too. Hey. Stream the MRL show live or check out the podcast. Just download the Kiss 95.1 app.
I would like to share with you something we found on MadeMen.com.
Whoa.
It's 10 surprising turn-ons for women.
Yeah.
This is what women like about their man, Roy.
A little bit of an adult conversation if you have kids in the car.
No, this is nothing physical.
Oh, okay.
This is all,
just want to make sure.
This is all just 10 surprising turn-ons for women. So the adult thing wouldn't be surprising. You right. know what I mean? Like, these yeah. are surprising. All right, for instance, number one, nicely fitted clothes.
Okay, yeah.
My wife wears me out. Like, she's like, I wish you would do that look, like if we saw someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I would, but I just don't know how to go buy that look.
Well,
like, buy it for me.
Fashion. Like, let her style you.
I know, but she doesn't, she doesn't think I'll like a lot of stuff. So therefore, she doesn't really go down that road. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, no, I'm open to like cool looks. Like, she's bought me some clothes.
I'm just like portion it. Like, if you look at my shirt right now, I've evidently lost weight, I guess, in the arms because there's a million space yeah. there. But then around my tummy, it's tiny.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the trick to that. And unfortunately, it does cost you a few extra dollars, but actually going and getting things tailored to your body.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's time, too.
Who does that?
Well, Kent's got to come to my house. Don't give me the number of the guy that comes to your house.
Rich people.
10 surprising turn-ons for women when it comes to men. Maintaining your friendships. She says, I love when you make time for me, but I also love the fact, this is like a blog thing. Mm-hmm. She says, I love when you make time for me, but I also love the fact that like you want to be a guy's guy and you have good guy friends. That's mm-hmm. important to me.
I like the fact that you have not your own life, but your own friends. And if I'm not into what you're doing, you can just go and do it with your friends. And that's okay.
It's a good personality trait mm-hmm. to have good friends. Number three is actually enjoying chick flicks. She says that I'm not saying you need to rent the Sex and the City DVDs and stay home with your guy friends and watch it. But I mean, if you sit down with me, actually genuinely laugh
yeah.
at funny moments and don't be opposed to it the whole time.
Okay.
Drinking wine, that's no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
That's wonderful.
Making fun of us, like making fun of us as a couple.
Oh.
That's a surprising turn on for women where like you're like, look at us.
Yeah. I think having a personality with anything and putting a little humor into it is attractive.
But I mean, you travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So like when Dallas dropped your bag into the Black Sea, you ended up it was so crazy. You ended up laughing and having a good laugh over it.
Yeah. After I was initially upset about
it. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think laughter originally happened at that.
It was more like a funny, messed up thing than like funny haha, right. But that's okay.
V-neck sweaters is on the list. Eating healthy is on the list.
Yeah.
Asserting power doesn't necessarily mean physically. It just means like coming up with plans and sticking with your plan.
That is what we were talking about the other day.
Suggesting and planning dates. Standing up to a guy who's creeping on me. No need to get physical, mm-hmm. but just pull me away so that he can't see me. Like hide him, you know?
Yeah.
Hide me behind you. Ooh, I never do that.
Really?
Yeah, like Amanda's like, that guy, look at that guy, he's totally staring at me.
Does it make you awkward? It
doesn't make me awkward. I'm like, yeah, that's right. But my new one now is I'm going to put Amanda behind me.
Yeah, I like to, okay, I think I'm more of like the insert, like dominant, like I'm the boyfriend, hi, I'm that guy.
That's me. That's me, I know. Oh, yeah, it's hard to believe because we're all married up. 10 surprising turn-ons for women. Jealousy. It's a pretty simple one. She says, if you're not jealous, you don't care. At least that's how it looks to me.
I see, jealousy is a hard one because like I'm just not into jealousy unless like there's something blatant and I'm trying to make you jealous and you're not getting the hint.
Listen to this move. This doesn't mean that you get a little hot and heavy or bothered when my best guy friend calls or I have to go to lunch with my boss. It means you steal me away from another guy who's getting into a conversation with me at a bar or a club.
Oh, see, that's annoying to me. Like if it's just a conversation, I don't mind you inserting yourself in that conversation, but I don't want you to be like, hey, come over here and meet this person because you're jealous I'm talking to that one.
I want to back up something that Loren said. You said that you try to make your husband jealous?
No.
No, I just, like if I,
Explain that one.
Okay.
I heard it. I want you to elaborate.
All right, so.
I know what you mean. Because as a married couple.
If I wear a sexy dress, you know what I mean? I'm not necessarily trying to make him jealous, but if he's not like, if he doesn't notice the dress at all and somebody else notices it, I might say like, oh, Manny said he'd like my dress very much. You know?
Me out of it. But anyway, yeah, guy A or guy B.
Yeah.
Or like if you were out and some guy complimented
Thanks
you.
Thanks for
maybe
throwing
you,
me under the bus,
You're
Brian.
Welcome.
If you were out and some guy complimented you, maybe you would say like, hey, here's where I bought, like the conversation you'd want to have with Dallas, you have with this guy.
Right.
Gotcha. I get it.
Yes. Thank you, Manny.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Roy, you said something in the office yesterday that Manny and I looked at each other and literally went, what? You said something. You called something a name that is the most inappropriate name for what it is.
Inappropriate name.
It's not what it is.
Well, you know, I am from the South, so my vocabulary is a bit different from you two.
A while ago, we had an argument in here about how I said, I called an eclair.
Egg.
Eclair. Eclair, right. That's what I call it.
It's an eclair cake.
Okay, but it's pronounced eclair.
In your world.
Yesterday, we were talking about going to get something for lunch, and Roy said, and I quote, "I feel like having a hot dog sandwich." A what?
What's the problem?
A sandwich?
Yeah, you want a good you want like a hot sandwich? I want a hot dog.
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this. Let's say you go get a turkey sandwich.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's two bread pieces of bread, and there's meat in the middle.
Okay.
What's a hot dog?
Well, first of all, it's one piece of bread with a slit in the middle.
Okay. Sure. I mean, that's minor facts.
And it's rolled meat.
Yeah, it's still meat in the middle. It's a sandwich. No.
I imagine you learned, like, your parents must have called it a sandwich or something. You didn't just make that up yesterday.
And a lot of times growing up, we couldn't either afford the fancy hot dog buns, or we would sometimes buy so much loaves of bread, you know, for lunches and whatnot. We would just get a sandwich bread and wrap the weenie in the sandwich bread, and that's how we'd eat our hot dogs.
Okay.
So it's a hot dog sandwich.
No, I mean, we did that too growing up, but it's not a sandwich.
We want to welcome Josh from Charlotte to the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've never in my life seen a hot dog sandwich on any menu in any restaurant US.
Thank you, Josh.
But Josh, it's meat and bread. It's a sandwich, right?
Hey, man, I totally get it. I'm a proud Southerner here.
Yeah.
But, man, I've never seen that. But
it's not a Southern thing, right, Josh?
It's not.
Okay.
I think it's something that may have come from... maybe a fairy tale in the childhood.
Thank you.
Oh, may I have a hot dog sandwich? Like something British people would eat. this is Wendy in Wilkesboro. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Hi.
Hey.
So I just want to point out one hole in your theory.
Okay.
So you said you've got a hamburger, which is a hamburger, but it's actually meat between two pieces of bread. But you don't call it a hamburger sandwich.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, I do see the hole in my logic.
Amy, on our Facebook
Thanks,
Live,
Wendy.
She said that hot dogs and hamburgers are under sandwiches on a menu.
Oh, boom. Yeah, go to Five Guys. I bet that's under the same category.
You still don't call it
exactly.
A sandwich.
See, you guys,
it's a meat and bread. It's a sandwich.
But yesterday we were like, let's go grab some pizza. I was in the mood for like a burger.
And I said, I want a sandwich. Let's go get like a hot dog.
And Lorraine and I are like, but a hot dog's, we're like, a hot dog's not a sandwich.
We have.
Does anyone else out there call a hot dog or put it in the sandwich category? Because it's not. It's just a standalone item by itself.
On Facebook Live, Stephanie says, it's not a Southern thing. Roy, I'm sorry.
Maybe it's just a Roanoke thing. Like my girlfriend Laura was just here from Florida, but she's originally from Minnesota. She doesn't play, when she was little, she didn't play Duck Duck Goose. She played Duck Duck Gray Duck. I'm like, what is that?
Duck Duck Gray Duck.
But we ended up looking it up, and it was something from Minnesota.
Duck Duck Gray Duck.
I was like, you at the Walmart of Duck Duck Goose.
If we were sitting in a circle, and your friend was playing Duck Duck Goose with us, and she said Gray Duck, nobody would get up.
Yeah, we'd be like, what is that?
What are you playing?
One, a gray duck. They're white, or they're like the other weird colored spectrum.
Hey, Gina in Monroe.
Hey, Roy, I got to defend you on this. I'm from the South.
Uh-huh.
Everyone talks about the way I talk.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they say I have my own English. But you know what? You got two meats between a bread. It's a sandwich.
Thank you.
It's a sandwich. You got two meats between a bread. It's a sandwich.
Yeah.
It don't make a difference if it's a hot dog, a hamburger, or what it is. Because my dad used to say, you know what? We're going to eat either a tomato mayonnaise sandwich, a hot dog sandwich, or a hamburger sandwich. Which one y'all want?
So, Gina, you do call it a hot dog sandwich growing up.
Yeah, because you got a bun. You got a bun,
uh-huh,
which is made out of bread, and you got two flat sandwich pieces that are flat pieces. You put any kind of meat you put between it, it's a sandwich.
Thank you, Gina. You know, and we do also have Sam on Facebook Live. He says, I'm from Roanoke, and I never heard of it as a hot dog sandwich. So it might not be a regional thing. I think it's like just something that's passed down. Maybe like older generations called it a hot dog sandwich, and I just heard that growing up.
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1.
If you've ever dated anyone who was like a psychic or dated someone who claimed that they could put spells on people, like, is it difficult to date that person? Do you walk on eggshells?
My buddy Zach dated someone who could sense energies. I don't know what that is, but not like the dead.
Okay.
So, like, he came home, and his boyfriend was like, who was, there was, like, a male figure here earlier today. Who was that?
Oh, he's, like, the detective on TV that you guys watch.
Right. And he was like, oh, my dad stopped by. And so he ended up breaking up with him, because he's like, that's weird.
Really?
He detect, like, he knew my male energy was in his house earlier today.
Was it really his dad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. There was no cheating in the red.
There was a male energy in here. Someone in his boxers. Yeah. And the boxers have hearts all over them.
This is Allie in Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we're fantastic, especially because we found out that you're dating someone who's a clairvoyant.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure really what the name is, because she really hasn't gone to like a spiritual healer to kind of really understand, but I've been with her for 2.5 years, and everything kind of started about 3 months in when we were dating at her old house. Things would randomly move in her house. We would hear random noises. The TV would turn on randomly. There would be like weird messages written in like dust around her house.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Weird.
And you didn't break up with her?
Nope, we're still together.
She must be really hot.
She's real nice to me. So yeah, it's really weird. We had one of her friends come over who her grandfather was a medicine man. So this girl was an actual medium, and she came over to the house that we were living in at that time. And as soon as the medium came into the house, she sensed that something was there. And so she came and she staged and cleansed and did some sort of Latin, I don't really know what it was, to kind of clear out the energies.
Really?
But it never went away, and I thought it was just the house, but then when we moved to a different house, it ended up being my girlfriend.
Ooh, so it's attached to her.
Do you believe it? Do you really believe it?
I do. I really do. She also does something called astral projecting. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No, but we want to know.
Yeah.
I think you just swear it on the radio, by the way.
It's kind of like lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming is where you can control your dreams, but astral projecting is kind of where your soul can leave your body and kind of go to different spiritual worlds. And when she does that, if there's another like spirit or entity like around us, that entity will go into her body.
This is the weirdest phone call, Allie, that we've ever gotten. And you have to understand that, like, I'm thinking y'all are just smoking up on God's good green earth.
I was about to ask. I'm like, no offense, do you guys do drugs?
No, we don't.
I mean,
I swear on my life that this is all real.
Okay. When another spirit comes into your girlfriend, can you talk to that person?
So it's really weird. So when she's sleeping, she'll start to do this tapping movement with her hands, and I'll know it's not her when she starts to do the tapping movement with her hands. And
okay.
it'll take me about 5 minutes to try and wake her body up. Like, I'll have to, like, slap her in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So what if Allie's girlfriend is just being a bee one day, and Allie just slaps her in the face, just like, sorry, I thought the entity was here. Come on.
No,
Allie,
no.
What are you doing? How do you... We got to go. There's other callers we need to get to. But, like, man, like, how are you staying in that?
I mean, could she move furniture with a different spirit? It happens when she's, I mean...
I hung up one question too quick, Roy.
I know. I have so many questions about her.
That was very interesting, though.
Sarah and Lancaster, we don't have a lot of time, but we gotta talk to you. You dated a guy who considered himself a wizard.
Uh-huh. I was in high school at the time, so it was a few years ago. But, you know, he told me he was 230 years old and that he was a wizard and that he had seen his, like, real parents, like, killed and everything. I was like, okay.
How old was he?
Had to break up. We were 17 at the time, but he told me that he was 237.
Did he do drugs too?
Thanks, Sarah. This segment is called Don't Do Drugs.
Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters with the War of the Roses.
All right, if you're just joining us, getting in the car for War of the Roses, this is one that we played back in April with Allie and Ross. Last Thursday, we told you that Ross wanted to come on and find love because he felt like he got an unfair shake on War of the Roses.
Now, that's after what happens now.
Right. This is the War of the Roses from April.
Allie is joining us for War of the Roses today, and Allie and Ross have been dating. But Allie, what do you think's going on now? What gave you the hint that Ross could be cheating?
Well, so we've been together about, I guess, 4 months, and we've spent every single day together. But about 2 weeks ago, he decided that he needed some space. And so this weekend, after we moved the furniture, he left, like literally 5 minutes later, because he got some text message, and he said it was his dad. But, you know, I really didn't believe that. I mean, Ross, he told me that he loved me after just two dates, and it was just like one of those love at first sight. It was the same for me, but the past 2 weeks, it's just, he's been acting so weird and messed up, and it's just, none of this is like him at all. And so I'm thinking something's going on, like something's changed.
So after 4 months of dating, did you ever have the conversation that you were exclusive? Like, you know for sure that you're in a relationship with only one another.
I mean, we didn't have that exact conversation, but it just seems so obvious because, I mean, we've kind of been spending, like, every waking moment together. Like, what else is going to happen, mm-hmm. you know?
And he said, I love you after how many dates?
Two.
See, that's a red flag, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, maybe he's head over heels.
It could just be a situation where it was very lustful in the beginning.
Hot and heavy, yeah.
Hot and heavy, and then he kind of dwindles down. Any idea? I mean, is there anybody that you could...
I don't know. It just seems so much bigger than that. Like, we're kind of like, I don't know. I've never been in an experience quite as intense.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
As amazing as this, so.
But you think that text message might have been another... The text message might have been another girl.
Yeah, it just seemed weird. Like, who just, like, you know, jumps out of bed to, like, go take a text message and, you know, for their dad? Like,
we'll call Ross up and try to get him to send the flowers to someone, but make sure that you stay quiet on the phone until he fills out the card as well. That'll tell us a lot more.
Okay. Thank you.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ross.
Yeah, this is Ross.
Hey, Ross. My name's Janelle. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good.
So I have your name here as our social media giveaway winner, and it's where one of your friends can tag you in one of our posts, and then we give you $100 in free red roses. They're very beautiful, and you are our winner.
Okay, and I don't have to, like, buy anything?
No. Like I said, it's just a social media giveaway. We do it just to get some promotion. But if you could tell a friend about our services, that would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah. So her name's Megan.
Okay, Megan. And I also have a card here, Ross, that you can write something romantic on as well.
Like, thinking of you, my loves.
What the hell, Megan? You had one freaking job, which was not to cheat on me. How hard can that be? I mean, all you had to do was send the roses to me, your girlfriend. I mean, oh my God, Ross.
So, Ross, that's your girlfriend, Allie. She's on the phone, and my name is not Janelle, it's Loren, and you're on Mini Roy and Loren in the Morning War of the Roses. Sorry, buddy.
Okay, look, first of all, I'd like to clarify a couple of things. We are not together. I don't know what she told you, but I'm trying to distance myself from her in general, and she knows that, so I don't know what she told you or what y'all think this is.
Well, what's your side of the story, Ross?
Scandalous.
We clearly are not getting the same story. What's your side?
Well, first of all, we're separated. I needed space from her. I mean, I don't know if you guys know, but she... I'd like to say there's too many red flags on her side. She's kind of crazy.
Okay. Don't call me crazy. Are you kidding me?
I am not off my rocker. You're the one cheating with someone called Megan? I mean, seriously, after what we've been through together?
Robert, what have we been through? What do you mean, like, what, 3 months? That's not, like, a lot to go through.
But you said
most of that.
But you said I love her on the second date.
That was before she threw a shoe at me. You know, like, okay, last time I talked to her, she said if I don't call her back soon, that she would end things for me. Like, she was threatening me.
I am not crazy. It is not over until I say it's over. I am the one ending this, and I am ending this right now, Rock.
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1.
So here's the moment we've all been waiting for. Well, by all of us, I mean, you know, 50% of the people that were listening thought Ross should be back on.
Yeah, I know. Listeners are not all in. Some listeners are in for this. But we have Ross joining the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Now,
hey, guys.
Ross is looking for love after that War of the Roses and his failed relationship. And I'm going to be honest with you, Ross. A lot of people don't want us to help you.
Yeah, I heard some of that. It was pretty brutal.
Now, what's going on? How come he can't join us live in studio today?
Yeah, Ross, why didn't you want us to show your face?
I don't know, the whole radio kind of aspect of it.
But Ross did send us a picture, which is good. The bad news is he's covered his face, but you can go check it out right now at the MRL Show, but you can hardly see him. I mean, Ross, okay, let's start here. What celebrity do you look like?
So I was thinking Jimmy Fallon, but I disagree with that, if that makes sense. Someone said that before, but I was like, I don't see it.
Okay, Fallon. Fallon's not that bad looking.
Nope.
He's good looking.
All right, Ross, I got to be honest with you. I'm not 100% on board with this. So don't, like, cheat on whoever we hook you up with and make us look bad, okay?
Okay, but, you know, I wasn't really cheating on anyone. Just a reminder.
I get it.
Do you want to explain that just for a second?
Yeah,
Allie called in.
We were on break.
Right.
I mean, we weren't together. And not only that, I was dating a literal crazy person who was threatening me.
I just think moving furniture with somebody in the same week that you're, quote unquote, not seeing each other, we're on a break, is giving mixed signals. So.
Yes. Allie said that you got up and left right after you guys moved furniture, like a week earlier.
Yeah, I'm not dumb. The sex was great, though.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Touche.
There's that.
All right. So if someone is listening right now and they heard your War of the Roses a little over 10 minutes ago and they're interested in calling 704-570-9595 to date Ross, why would someone date you? Why should they date you?
Look, I swear I'm a good person. I'd like them to kind of get to know me a bit, and then they could see me. I think they'll be pleasantly surprised. I kind of like to leave that part of mystery. I mean, the whole thing's kind of fun to me. Just give it a chance is all I want to say.
Give it a chance. Okay. I mean, I guess that's your selling point.
I mean, dude, we're giving you our radio airwaves for this.
I guess you got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Okay, look, I got a good job.
And apparently
you know,
the moving furniture is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you take her? Or first of all, are you looking for a girl? You know, we are open to whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I believe the first date's about getting to know each other. I like to go out, grab a drink somewhere.
Okay.
It's my first thought, you know, just so you can kind of feel each other out.
Do you have any expectations for after the date on the first date?
I mean, I play it by ear. That's why I kind of like to have a drink or two so you can kind of loosen up.
Okay.
You know, really get to know each other.
Ross, this isn't working out.
Roy, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what, though? He's so face value that I feel like you kind of know what you're getting with him. He's clearly not feeding us a line of BS, so.
If you're interested in dating a Jimmy Fallon digital advertising expert, that's Ross right here from War of the Roses back in May. He is single and looking to mingle. We have 12 lines. Ross is on one of them. That leaves 10 lines. All 10 lines are lit up with people that want to date him.
Really?
You ready to talk to some people?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, hold on a second. We'll come back and we'll try and see if we can't find love for Ross.
Christy, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show.
Hi, thank you.
Wow, you seem very eager.
I'm in a good mood.
Roy saying you're thirsty for love.
Yeah.
All right, Christy, you're on with Ross. Go ahead and say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Christy, what's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah. Nice to not really meet you. yeah. This is like, yeah, I'll be honest. I don't have like the best first impression of me out. Cause I guess you heard the thing, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. I mean, the best way thing I could tell you is I'm not like a bad guy. And that was a really crazy part of my life that I went through, and it's all in the past now. That's just what I'd like to put that out there.
I get it. I think we've all been in relationships we shouldn't have been in, and it didn't work out. And I don't think there's any judgment on my end on that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cause it got kind of weird on the radio.
Yeah.
No, I'm a good person. In fact, that's the reason I got out of that, is because it was unstable, and I prefer a more stable, more honest type of relationship.
So, Christy, let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Yeah, let's tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. I work for the Union County School District. I've been single for a couple months now, looking to connect.
What celebrity would you say you look like? He said he looks like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, I heard him say that. Jimmy Fallon's like my celebrity crush. So when I heard him say that, that's kind of like what sealed the deal.
Good. Perfect. Just know Ross may not have the personality of Jimmy Fallon.
Or the look.
All right, everybody simmer down. They haven't even met in person yet.
Wait, she didn't say who like she looks like.
I don't think I look like Jimmy Fallon. Now I want to own it.
Okay. So Christy, what's the celebrity you look like?
I have gotten, and let me clarify, I've gotten Britney Spears before, and I want to say not the crazy years, the normal years.
Not shaved head Britney.
Not shaved head Britney, no.
Okay. Oh, good.
You heard Ross's dream first date. It was very romantic. At a bar.
Yes.
You're good with that?
I would love that.
This is awful. Yeah, and there's eight more like people on hold. Can we just, Ross, will you just, I mean, if you, I don't want to go through this anymore.
Ross, do you want to try to date Christy?
Yes, please. Trust me, we can do amazing dates. I just like to kind of start off getting to know each other. Something kind of simple, you know? It should be about connection the first date, I feel.
Something a little more formal or a little less formal? What are you looking for?
I mean, preferably I like to start it off kind of casual, you know? It should be about us.
All right, dude, so we'll hook you up. We'll put you back on hold. We'll get you, we'll pay for your dinner and some drinks at, how about Queen Park Social right here in in South End, or Loso, as they call it now. You guys go out, but then you got to call us back and let us know how the date went, okay?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Great. I wear my lucky boxers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Ross, you do seem like the guy that would have lucky boxers. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, and she's laughing, too. She thinks it's funny. No. All right, great. I'll put you guys both back on hold. You get his number. This way you're in charge of contacting him. It's like Bumble.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to be the middleman anymore. Like, if this fails, you're not coming back on the show. We're not doing this once a week. Who wants to date with Ross, okay?
I can take it from here, guys.
Okay.
All right, you guys, hold on a second. Ross, good luck. And Christy, good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
The drama doesn't end at 10.
We're caught up in drama.
Listen to the Manny, Roy, and Loren wrap-up podcast for lots of behind-the-scenes fun. After the show on Kiss 95.1.
What questions do you get asked for your job? With our job, it's like, what time do you wake up? Or do you have concert tickets? Or not really music anymore.
I went to lunch with a guy yesterday, and he was like, hey, man, what's up with the Bruno Mars tickets? And I'm like, is that why you invited me to lunch? He's like, no.
Of course it is.
I said, well, I'm talking about this tomorrow, so thank you for the segment idea.
This is Joel and Monroe. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show. What do you do for a living?
Drive a tow truck.
You drive a tow truck. So what questions do you always get asked?
I get two. One is, what's the worst call I've ever been on? And what's the funniest call I've ever been on?
All right, so we'll ask you, what's the funniest call you've ever been on?
Funniest call I've ever been on, I've been doing this probably about 8 years with my father-in-law, was I got a call on Christmas Eve about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning for a routine police call. And when I pulled up on the scene, I seen two guys fist fighting in the yard. And then I seen a young lady with a bat beating up somebody's car, like busting the windows. So I sat there for a second wondering if I was at the right address, because there was no officers on the scene. So I called them real quick, and they told me to wait. So we got the officers out there. Long story short, by the time all this was said and done, I had loaded up the car. The girl had been caught moving furniture with her boyfriend's buddy. That's why the guys were fighting. So by the time it was over, the girl and the original boyfriend rode home with me. I took their car home, which she was busting all the windows out of his car.
Oh, my gosh. That's not an awkward ride home.
Oh, yeah. It was very quiet. Very, very quiet. And the funny thing about it, I seen him this past summer. And the young lady was a waitress in a restaurant I was eating at. And she comes to me and she said, "Do you remember me?" I said, "No." She said, "Do you remember Christmas Eve and all the chaos?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Are y'all doing okay?" She said, "Yes." She said, "We're married. We go to church. We don't drink no more. And we're happily married."
Wow.
Oh, that's good news.
That to me is the funniest call I've ever been on. Man. It was on Christmas Eve.
That's amazing, Joel.
You know, Joel, driver. Thank you. On the way home, he like turns on the radio because it's so quiet. It's like, "Oh, Christmas tree.
I know.
Oh, Christmas tree." Like Joel, how do you break that?
That sounded like a Christmas miracle.
It was. True. By the way, did either one of you think like me for a second? Like that's not the question that I would have asked Joel, being a tow truck driver.
What would you have asked?
I would have said, like, "Hey, if I get too drunk, will you come tow my car and then drive me home?" Right? That's a definitive question.
All right. Hey, Shanna.
Hi.
Hey, so what do you do for a living?
I'm an esthetician and massage therapist.
Okay.
So do people ask you for massages?
Oh, constantly. Absolutely all the time. "Oh, can I get a facial for free? Oh, can I get a massage for free?" But it goes really raunchy with the question.
Ooh, no.
Yeah.
That's what we're thinking.
When I was single, before I got married, I would like be talking to a gentleman and be like, "Oh, this is what I do." And they're like, "Oh yeah, that's what you do. Do you do happy endings?" And
I'm like, yep. Do you do
like,
the,
I have a state license and everything. Like, really?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's talk with April and Monroe. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So what do you do for a living?
I work at a funeral home and a crematory.
Oh, my goodness. What do people ask you?
Okay, so the funeral home stuff you get, you're a common question, but the crematory is kind of different because not every funeral home has one. And we are one of the few in Union County that have one. And so a lot of people ask all the time, like, "How do I know I'm getting all my ashes? Or can I cremate my animals?" And the question, I mean, it's kind of odd. But a lot of times, like, we don't do pets. And there's no way that you're getting only your cremains. Like, more than likely, you're probably getting a couple of other people's.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And if you ever ask the funeral home, like, "Is these 100% my cremains?" And they tell you, "Yes, you better call a lawyer because they're lying to you."
Wait, why would you get somebody else's cremains?
Well, when you put them in the crematory, like, they're constantly going through. Like, it's impossible to scrape them all out.
Yeah, you're going to get something.
Okay, but you're not, like, putting multiple people in there at one time.
Like, put a little Johnson, put a little Robertson, a little Brown, and send it off.
It's definitely not on purpose. But that's kind of like what happens. Like, you just scrape them out and
again,
you got to process them.
April, that's not the question I would ask.
No.
My question would be, like, did you ever see anything weird? Did a body move? Like,
who's the most famous person that passed away that you dealt with?
Like, well, you're that's the what pop culture person. Yeah. That's what you would ask. I would want to know if anybody blinked at you or, like, you hear that, like, arms move and stuff.
Is it haunted where you work?
Well, it's definitely not haunted, but I joke all the time, like, the alarms will go off randomly. I'm like, "Oh, they're just trying to let the spirit out," or whatever. Because we have families that'll hold on to people for, like, 3 days before we can do anything with them because of that. Like, the spirit needs to leave the body. But I haven't ever seen anybody move. I mean, sometimes they, like, pass gas and...
Bring the MRL show live or check out the podcast. Wherever I go, just download the Kiss 95.1 app.
So, the bizarre reasons for ending a relationship.
All right, Loren, you go first.
What is you ever had a bizarre ending?
I think, here's the thing. I think that most qualities in a person that annoy you can typically be fixed. Like, if you chew with your mouth open, I can tell you not to chew with your mouth open. But if you don't listen to me, then that's going to end a relationship, which I have been in.
Well, one of the reasons on this list for bizarre breakups is chewing with the mouth open. Mm-hmm. The person felt like they were dating a cookie monster.
Yeah. And listen, I don't mind if I have to remind you of it, but if you are just blatant about it, I can't move past that.
Okay, so you broke up with someone because they chewed loudly. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
No, not just chewed loudly. I can see everything going down.
Like a real cookie monster.
Yeah.
What about you, bud? Any weird?
No, but I was dumped because I wouldn't go to a wedding with a girl because the playoffs were on.
So you couldn't put her in front of your sports.
A year and a half in.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
She's like, hey, don't forget my cousin's wedding is this weekend. I was like, ooh, there's a basketball final game on Saturday night, game 7. No can do, sweetie. I'm sorry. And she's like, well, then it's either this or it's over. And she's like, I'll see what you do. And then, like, Saturday afternoon, I was at the bar.
Oh, that's bad.
I was. I felt really bad. But we're since friends. We're still friends on Facebook.
What about you?
And if you, I don't know if there's ever been a bizarre, because I wouldn't date someone to begin with if they chewed with their mouth open. I don't know if that's shallow or not.
The answer for Roy is D, all the above.
Because I think I am the bizarre person.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
One of this is he used water in his cereal instead of milk. That was an actual breaker. Deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
Is it?
Oh, no, my what? God. It's disgusting.
Why? It's less calories.
You don't put water in cereal?
I like to drink fat-free milk, which is practically water and cereal.
Me too.
Okay, but it's still at least a tint of white.
Let's see here. She had the same name as my sister. I liked her and I tried, but I just couldn't do it.
Oh, my gosh. That is strange. That would be like you dating someone named Vinny.
And just call him something different.
That's his name.
What do you call it? Like Bay?
Forever?
Vince? When, I don't know.
Okay. So far, none of these are bizarre to me. They're all legit. Maybe I'm the issue.
A girl broke up once with me because she thought I was hiding something. Turns out I was hiding something. A trip to the Caribbean. I was an idiot at 22. She would belch like a trucker and then look excitedly at me for approval. As if she liked it.
That's Loren.
No, it is not.
Now, this is something that a lot of people do. That they said this is a bizarre reason to end a relationship, which I guess if this only happened one time, it would be bizarre. But she would constantly talk during dialogue and movie.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying. But again, like Loren said, you have a conversation. But I guess maybe the conversation was falling on deaf ears, right? I mean, how many times can you ask somebody to stop talking during a movie when you're like, this isn't going to work?
Yeah.
I got one. I met this girl when I lived in California. Beautiful. She was born and raised in Cancun. Long black hair, gorgeous. And we went out on a couple dates. And then on like the fourth or fifth date, she showed up at my house with completely chopped hair. I mean, her hair was above her shoulders, like right below her ears. And I couldn't get over that.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, cut your hair?
Just because you like long hair or because it was such a dramatic difference?
She looked entirely different with short hair. Like, she had beautiful, long, like, Hispanic hair. You know,
that
beautiful hair. And she cut it short.
It's bizarre that you would break up with her over
if Dallas showed up in your dating years and all of a sudden he bleached his hair blonde and then shaved it or something. No, he looked like Eminem. You would dump him.
No. See, the thing is, remember the time I cut my hair really short and Dallas didn't really notice until you guys called me out? But I cut a lot off my hair then. That would be like him being like, I want a divorce because you cut your hair too short.
Yeah.
That's what extensions are for.
If anything, you say, is everything okay?
I just ended it.
Janet and Spartanburg, welcome to the MRL show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. What's a bizarre reason why you ended a relationship?
He kissed like a dog.
Ew.
Came at me with his mouth wide open, tongue hanging out. He got my cheek before he got my mouth.
Ew. He probably thought it was so hot.
I know. There is a technique to kissing.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm even good at it.
Well,
come here. I'll let you know. Jenny, you want to come down and kiss Roy and tell him whether he's good at it or not?
I sure will.
Oh, wow. Pucker up, Janet.
Are you married, Janet?
No, I'm not.
Oh, perfect. Because if you were, we would just, like, Lorraine and I could distract your husband.
You all be kissing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We had Bethany said that he hung the curtain for me, and the curtain and rod fell out in the middle of the night. I took it as a sign.
Get up. All the hits all day. And Rainey, Roy, and Lorraine in the morning. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.